Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So let's take it four lines down from the top. The last word, Rebbe. So we're going through a series of tefillahs that various Amoraim would say at the conclusion of their Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara, I'm not going to translate every word, and some of the words you'll know as part of the Nusach HaTefillah. But the Gemara now is up to Rebbe Alexandria. Basach Lusay, after his davening, Amarach, he would say, Yiratam Lefonecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetamidenu Bekeren Ora, that you should stand with us with a beautiful light, a Keren Ora. Va'atamidenu Bekeren Chashecha, not to stand with us in a dark corner. Ve'al Yidva Libeinu, and not to let our hearts be in pain. Ve'al Yechshechu Einenu, and not let our eyes get dark. So this is Rebbe Alexandria's, his Nusach HaTefillah. Ikidami. Others say, Ha Rav Amnuna Matzle. This was a tefillah that we just mentioned was Rav Amnuna's tefillah. Rebbe Alexandria's Basar de Matzle Ha'amar Ha'achim. Rebbe Alexandria's tefillah is as follows. Ribon Ha'olamim, Golevi Odil Fanecha, She'utoneinu Latos V'tonecha. Our real ratzon, our real will is to do your will. Umi Ma'ake, but when we make mistakes, we really want to. Deep down, the Rotsa Ani, I really want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But sometimes things get in the way. What gets in the way? Umi Ma'ake, what prevents us from doing the will of Hashem? Or Shabisa, the yeast that's in the dough, which is a reference to the Yetzirah. The Shivud Malchios, these two combinations of our own personal Yetzirah and the government from within which we live, these are two preventing me from doing the Ratzon Hashem all the time. Yiratzam Fanech, he continues Shetatzilein, and we Adam save me from these two obstacles. Benoshav Lasas Chukei Ritzoncha, Belev of Shem Shalom, so I could do your will with a full heart. Rava, Basit Shlusei Amar Hachi, Rava's tefillah would be as follows. Elokai, God, before I was made into this world, I was unworthy to be put into this world. Now that I've been created, it's as if I wasn't created because I haven't accomplished much. I'm nothing more than dust in my life. How much more so am I like dust in my death? I'm like a kli full of embarrassment, full of shame and humiliation. I ask God's Baruch Hu help me from no longer sinning. That which I sinned already in the past, Marik Brachamecha Rabim, let it be cleaned out with your great mercy. Not through pain and illness. So this we know from the end of Yom Kippur David. This was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah. He would say the end of Yom Kippur. Mar Bre Dravina Kiava Mesayim Shulze. When he would complete his tefillah, Amar Hach. This one's going to be somewhat familiar to us as well, slightly, some subtle differences. Again, prevent me from speaking Lashon Hara, from my lips speaking deceitfully, and those who curse me that they should be tidom, Lashon Vaidom, Aaron, to be silent, let my nefesh be like, offer like dust. So what does that mean? You pause there just for a moment and look over at Tosis on the side. Tosis writes, "V'nafshi ka'afar l'chol tia," that my soul should be offered. That doesn't sound like a good thing. The Tosis writes, "Ma offer enu makabel keilehel liolam kein yiraton shezari lo yichle liolam." Just like dust never wipes out, it's never clear. Dust, you can't get rid of dust. It always exists. So too, let my children lo yichle liolam, they should never cease to exist. Kmo shomer v'haya zaracha ka'afar aretz, that the bracha of ka'afar aretz doesn't mean in terms of the quantity of dust, but in terms of the strength and endurance of dust. The tefillah back inside continues, Pasach libi b'sarasecha, open my heart to limud Torah, ubimitzosecha to dov nafshi, let me chase after performance of mitzvahs, v'satzileini mipega ra, save me from any evil things from happening, mi'etahara, umi'isha ra, and mikol ra'os ha'mitragshos, love of the olam, any other type of dangers that present to me in the world. The chachosh malai ra, those who seek out the evil against me, mehera hafer atasam, let their etas be wiped out, the kalka machshavosam, let their machshavos be destroyed, yiratam, let my mouth, let my thoughts, and my heart be before you. Hashem Tzuri V'Galali. Okay, this is certainly very familiar to us.
Not sure.
Looks like it. Right. or he wasn't, and he wanted to move on. Rav Sheshes Kiava Yosef B'Tanisa, when Rav Sheshes would fast, Basid the Mitzvah Amar Hachi, after he davened, he would conclude as follows. Ribon Ha'olamim. Golly Fanach, it's clear in front of you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim, Adam Chote Makiv Karbon. Very simple. Person does an Aveira, he brings a Karbon Chatas. Vein Makivim Mimenu Ela Chelbo Vedamo, and he would offer the fat and the blood of the Karbon. Umis Kapalo, and he'd be provided a full Mechila. Vachshav Shishafti B'Tainis, but now I'm sitting in the Tainis. And now by me fasting, so I'm losing my fat, I'm losing my blood. So Yiratam Lufanach, let it be in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyehei Chelbi V'Tami, let my fat, let my blood, Shenismai, that has been decreased by fasting, Kilu Hikrapsiv Lufanach, Al-Gabi Mizach, as if I was Makiv HaKarbon myself to you, that V'Sirtenu, and let it be an appeasement to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a Nisach HaTfil, you'll find at the end of Davin, those who want to be Makabel Tainis, Erev of a Tainis, at the end of Mincha Davin, you'll find such a Nisach in many of the Tfilos to be Makabel Tainis in such a way. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan Kiava Mesai Mesafra Sifra Di'iov, when he would make a seam on the Sefer Iov, Amarach, he would say as follows. So if Adam Lomos, the end of a person is, the end of his life is death. The Sof Behema L'shchita, an animal's, objective in this world is to be shechted. V'akol L'misa Heim Omdim. So every creature in this world is destined for death. The Asha Misha Gadda B'Torah, praiseworthy is he who lives that life of Torah, v'amala b'Torah, and he toils in Torah, v'osa nachas v'loch v'yosem, brings a great pleasure to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his Creator, v'gadda b'shem tov, and he has a good reputation, v'niftar b'shem tov me'ratin ha'olam. He develops with a shem tov, and he leaves the world, he departs the world with a shem tov as well. V'alav Amar, about such a person, Amar Shlomo, Shlomo said, Tov shem mi shem and tov. Great is a person's reputation than good oil. V'yom ha'mavis, v'yom hevado, and so to the day of death, than a person's day of birth, what he's accomplished throughout his life. Now the Gemara is going to go through a series of pearls of wisdom that were mentioned often by the various Amoraim. So Margula b'pumya the Rebbe Meir. There's a familiar statement made by Rebbe Meir as follows. Gamur b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. A person should learn with all his heart, with all his nefesh. He should put everything into what he learns. Ladas es drache, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's derech in this world. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. To know my way, you should really work hard. V'lishkar al dalsi tarasi, and you should be industrious by the doors of my Torah. Learn, keep learning Limud HaTorah. Nitzur tarasi b'livcha, let protect, preserve the Torah in your heart. B'negei einecha tia irasi, and always against your eyes, you should always see me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a presence of fear. Shemor picha mikol chayt, and let you protect your mouth from speaking evil. V'tar b'kadosh atmecha mikol ashma v'avon, and protect yourself, your soul, prevent it and purify it, and sanctify it from any type of aveira. As long as you keep this, you learn, if you're Shemaim and you don't do Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you in every single place in the world. Margula the Pumayu, the Rabbi Banan, the Yavna, the Chacham of Yavna would oftentimes say, Ani birya v'chaveri birya. I'm a creature, and my friend's a creature. Ani m'lachti ba'ayir, v'hu m'lachti b'sada. I work in the city, he works out in the field. Ani m'ashkim l'mlachti, v'hu m'ashkim l'mlachto. I wake up to go to my work, he goes to wake up to his work. Kashem shu ain't a mitzkader b'machti, just like he doesn't distinguish within by doing my work, I do mine, and he does his. Kachani ain't a mitzkader b'lachti, I'm not going to get involved in his work. B'shem atomer, perhaps one will say, so that this work, ani marbe v'hu mamet, it's not referring to work in terms of working out in the field, terms of limud Torah. So Shem atomer, one might say, ani marbe v'hu mamet, I'm learning more, and he's learning very little. So Gemara says, Shanina, we have a klal, Echad amarba ve'echad mamet, where the person learns a lot, where the person learns a little ubilvad shechavin libo l'shamayim. The whole point of Limud Torah, of course, is to know the Torah, but really the essence is to build the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to have kavana. In fact, the Gemara Menachos says that one of the things we don't say outside the base medrash is that your yotze Limud Torah kol yom kula. If you say Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening, you fulfill the mitzvah of the Yigati of Yom B'Laila, you learn all day long, even though simply you said Shema, and you said Shema in the morning and the evening, that's sufficient. But we don't want to say this outside of base medrash, because people might really take that too seriously and stop learning very much. But really, Echad Amar Be'echad Amamit, U'bilvad Sheichavim Libo L'Shemayim. So then the Gemara quotes, Margalot B'Pum Medei Abayi. Abayi will oftentimes say, Li'olam Yehei Adam Arum B'Yira. A person should always be, Arum is what they say, cunning. He should be very strategic with his Yir Shemayim, Ma'anarach Meshiv Chema, he should be soft and turn away from any anger. Umar Besham, one who increases peace im Achiv im Korov, with his brothers, with his relatives, im Kol Adam, with you all humans. Vafil im Nachli Bashuk, a person should even be nice and friendly and peaceful with a random Nachli in the Shuk. So that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees from above, he loves him, and even down below, people appreciate such a Baal Midos, and he should be accepted and welcomed warmly by all the people around him. So So Amar Lava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we said about him, Shelo Hikdimu Adam Shalom Me'olam, no one ever greeted him first. V'afilu Nachi B'Shuk, he was going around the Shuk, just, you know, saying hello to this person and that person, and he was known amongst the Goyim as well as being a very friendly, warm individual. So Margala B'Pumei De Rava, something that Rava would often say is Tachlis Chachma, the purpose of a Torah is to gain Chachma, to gain wisdom, to gain knowledge. Tshuva Maisim Tovim, as well as to do tshuva, to return back, and to do good deeds. So Yehei Adam Kari V'Shon, a person should not learn, he learning Kari Torah Shvachav, and Shon is Torah Shvapeh, Uboi V'Aviv V'Imo V'Rabo, and then end up kicking his father and mother and go against them. Learning isn't just a subject, and without any midos. Umisha Hu Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo V'Minyan, who is he who is greater than you in wisdom, and minyan, or a greater number, Shinamar, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Seicha Tov L'Chol Olseyam. So the beginning of wisdom is really Reishis Hashem. If you don't have Yir Shemayim and you're learning, that means you're learning simply for the subject, for the intellectual pursuit, but it's not about coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Osim Lo Nemar Ela L'Oseihem, not to one who practices, but to the practitioners. What meaning? L'Osim L'Shema, those who learn Torah L'Shem Shemayim, V'lo L'Osim Shelo L'Shema, not for those who don't learn for L'Shem Shemayim. V'chol Osim, those who perform the mitzvahs and the Limud Torah Shelo L'Shema, Noach Lo Shelo Livra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather such a person not live. So when you're going to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, you're supposed to do it L'Shem Shemayim and not for whatever intellectual pursuits you have or other reasons. So Margula de Pumei Rav, that which Rav would say often, is as follows. Lo Kol Mahazeh Olam Haba. Olam Haba and Olam Haza are very different, as we know. Ha'olam Haba Ein Bo Ela Lo Achila of Lo Shtia. There's no drinking, there's no eating, lo pirivia, lo masamata, lo kinav, lo sinav, lo tachver. So there's no jealousy, there's no business, there's nothing. In Shemayim there's nothing, it's just very simple. Ella, what is it up in Shemayim and Olam Haba? Ella tzadikim, yoshin, v'atrasein, v'rashem, tzadikim are sitting down, they have crowns on their heads, v'nenim, m'ziv, ashkina, they just sit there enjoying the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shchina. Shinam, it says, v'yechazu es ha'elokim, v'yochul v'ayishu, this is referring to the end of Parshas Yisro, where they ate and they just saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ate and drank, they're somehow enjoying that, the presence of the shchina. That's what Olam Haba is. So then the Gemara says, Gedola haftacha sheheftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim, yosem an ha'anashim. Greater is the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the men than the promise he made to the women. Shenemar, it says, Nashim sha'ananos komna. That's skip? I said that way around? I said, greater that he says to the women than to the men. Shenemar, it says, Nashim sha'ananos komna shemana koli. So you women that are at the ease, that you're shananos, you're at rest, rise up, komana, rise up, and shemana makoli, listen to my voice. Banos botkos, that you, the confidence of the daughters, hazena imasi, give ear to my speech. And emphasizing that women pay attention to the haftacha, because the haftacha that women get are greater than the haftacha that the men get. So amr le rav le rabbi chia, nashim b'mai zachim. So what's the great zechus that women get? What are they doing? They don't learn. They don't need to learn. So what zechus do they have in the world? And so the Gemara explains, Bakruye Banayu Lube Kanishta, through the sending their children to shul to learn, that's their schar. Ubasnuye Gavraya Bei Rabbanon, and when they wait for their husbands, they send their husbands off rather to learn the base medrash as well. Vinatun the Gavraya, and they wait for their husbands, Adyasumi Bei Rabbanon, they wait in the house for their chacham, their husbands to come home. So the fact that they're encouraging the children and husbands to go learn, and they're waiting for them to come home and greeting them at home, that's the schar that they get as encouraging, propelling them to learn. So then the Gemara says, Ki ave mifter rabbanim ebei Rebbe Ami. When the Chachamim will leave the base medrash of Rebbe Ami, the Ami others say it was really mebei Rabbi Chanina, the base medrash of Rebbe Chanina. And Ami lehachay, they would say as follows. Olamcha sira b'chayecha, you shall see the world in your life, v'achrischa l'chayeho ma'ba, and your end shall be for the life of the Olam Haba. That's what you should end off getting. V'sikvascha l'dor dorim, and your hope for many, many doros afterwards, livcha yeget tvuna, let your heart be osik in understanding, and picha yidaber chachmas, let your mouth speak wisdom, l'shoncha yarchish runanos, and let your song sing praise, afapecha, let your tongue sing praise, afapecha yashiru negdecha, and may your eyelids look straight before you, einecha yairu midmor Torah, and let your eyes be enlightened through the limna Torah, and fanecha yaziru kizor rakir, let your light, your face be bright as the sky, sifsosecha yabiu das, and let your lips speak wisdom. B'chayosecha talozna meishar, and let your kidneys sing in joy. Ufamecha yarutzu l'shma divarai atikin yomin, and let your feet run to hear the words of the ancient days, which is really a reference to some Kabbalistic idea. So kiyava mifter abanim mibei Rav Chisda. When Chachamim would depart from the base magistrate of Rav Chisda, Amila, others say, Mibei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amila Hacha, they would say, Alufeinu Misubalim Vegomer, our leaders are laden, and the rest of the pasuk goes, that Ein Peretz Vein Yotzes Vein Tzvacha, B'Yuchalaseinu, there's no breach and there's no going out, and no outcries in the streets. So various statements one would say when leaving the street. So what's this drasha? So Gemara says, when they leave the base magistrate, rather, Alufeinu Misubalim, which means our leaders are laden. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel and others say, Amrilei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, that they had a machlokas as follows. What does it mean, Alufeinu Misubalim? So Chad Amar, one of them said, Alufeinu B'Torah, our leaders in Torah are laden there's no breaking of any sort. That's a reference to leaders in Torah. Umisubalim b'mitzvos. Sometimes say the leaders they're complete with mitzvos. That again, alufeinu, the leaders in Torah are misubalim b'mitzvos. They are laden with many mitzvos. And Chad Amar that no, alufeinu, our leaders in Torah and mitzvos are misubalim b'yisrom, are laden with suffering. So these are two ways to tie that pasuk. Now going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara says in the very top, Ein Peretz. What does it mean that these leaders have no breach? Shelo sehei siyasenu kisiyasa shel David. So that our company not be like the company of David. What does that mean? Shiyatsa mimenu Achitofel. That one of the descendants of David was Achitofel, who did cause a breach, a peretz in the kingdom. We don't want offspring like David himself. We have the Ein Peretz, where there is no breach in our descendants. Vein Yotzes, and we should have leaders that don't go out, which means Shlo Tesi Yaseinu Kisiyasa Sheishol. We don't want our company to be like the company of Shol. In that what? Shiyatsu Mimenu Doeg Hadomi, that he had a descendant come out, Doeg Hadomi. We don't want that as well, who also had to end up a tragic ending. And then Vein Tzvacha, we don't want there to be outcrying, meaning Shlo Tesi Yaseinu Kisiyasa Sheishol. We don't want it to be like Elisha. Shiyatsu Mimenu Gehazi, he had a Talmud Gehazi, which if you take a look at Tosafot just for a second, that Tzvacha is Zeh Gehazi, Shem Mitzora. The Gehazi was a Mitzora in the end. V'ksiv Bei Tamei Tamei Yikra, Fainu Tzvacha. So what's the relationship of screaming in Mitzora? So it explains, because when a person's Tamei, they say Tamei Tamei Yikra, you call that guy's Tamei, stay away, that guy's Tamei. So Tzvacha means to scream. So it's a reference to Gehazi, who was a Mitzora, who said we scream to stay away from Gehazi. So we don't want a Talmud like Gehazi. And then finally, the end of the pasuk says, "Birchavoseinu," that these leaders should not have breaches; they shouldn't have, you know, descendants like this and followers like this. Birchavoseinu in our streets, shelo yehi lanu bein or talmud. We should not have a son or a student she makdiach tafshilu barabim, that burns his dish in public, who becomes depraved. So this is the long of the bracha they would say when leaving the base medrash. Vayter now, and continuing the same idea, the Gemara says, "Shimwe lai." Abir leva harachokim mitzdaka. So listen to me, those who are full of strength of the heart, who are distant from tzedakah. So what does that mean? Amila Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, rather Rav Shmuel first, and Amila others say Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. They had a machlok as follows. Chadamar one said, "Kola olam kula nizonim mitzdaka." The entire world is sustained because people do tzedakah, the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather. V'heim nizonim mitzara. But these Avire, Abir Lev, these strong individuals sustain the world with strength of their own. The Chadamar one says, Kol Olam Kulo Nizonim Bizuchusam. The entire world is sustained because the Zuchus are the people down here, right? Tzedakah, first man that called this Baruch Hu Tzedakah. The second shot is no, it comes to the Zuchus because down here we deserved it. So Chadamar again, Kol Olam Kulo Nizonim Bizuchusam. That the world is sustained because the Zuchus that we do in this world, the Zuchuyos. V'hei Mafilu Bizuchus Atman Einin Nizonim. But they are not sustained on their own merit. So they're not worthy of it. So what does that mean? Could Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that the whole Yom Vayom, every single day, Baskal Yosef Me'ar Chorev, there would be an announcement coming from Har Chorev, which is Har Sinai, the Omerishim would say as follows. Kol ha'olam kulo nizonim b'shul chanina b'ni. The entire world is sustained because of the tzidkus of the zechuyos of chanina b'ni. So that's what it means, the world sustained itself because of zechus, but Zuchus have one great tzaddik. The Chanina B'ni, but my dear son Chanina, Rabbi Chanina that is, Dai lo b'kav charuvim. Charuvim, all he needs is a kav of charuvim, and he's sufficient. Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. That keeps him from Friday to Friday. So even though he himself is the only one keeping it, and the rest of the world are not deserving of any zechuyos, still it's because of Chanina that the world is sustaining itself. Upligat Rav Yehuda. This argues in the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda. Man Abir Lev. Who are the Abir Lev? Go by Tipshai, the foolish Gavai. Where does that refer to? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shem Umahi B'Bavel. The Shem Umah, it's a place in Bavel. What's so great about them? So they came from the Nesinim, Rashi says. That was the, that's what it's referring to. And Amar Bihuda Teda, the Halo Igar Gira Minayu, for none of them ever really, really convert. So Abir Lev referring to the Givonim, the Nesinim, who never really converted. Fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Vashi Vashi says, oh, I remember there being an interesting pshat here. It just came to me. I see there's a long footnote here. I don't remember what it's referring to. So then the Gemara says, Amar Vashi Vashi says, B'nei Masamach Mechasya Abir Lev Ninu. People, the Goyim who live in the place of Masamachsya, so they're the Abir Lev that referring to in the pasuk, the strong individuals. The Kachazi Yikara Deraisa Trezim Nebashata. This is the one. That they see twice a year, they see a great Kavod HaTorah, V'lo Kimegayer Gira Minayu. No one's converting. So even though they're seeing incredible Kavod HaTorah, they are Abir Lev. They're so stubborn and strong, they're not willing to convert, even though they see this beautiful two times a year of a Kavod HaTorah. So what's the Kavod HaTorah? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shvacha Deraisa Trezim Nebashata. Shayum Ne'esofin Sham Yisrael Ba'adar, that they will come together in Adar, Lishma Hilchos Pesach, Medrash Derav Ashi, Ube'elel, Lishma Hilchos Achag. So what are the two times a year? That everyone will come to start learning Shloshim Yom Kodma Chag. They learn the halachas of Pesach and Adar, they learn the halachas of Sukkot already in Elul. So these are the two times. So if you look at Rashi, rather Tosos, trades Imnei B'Shata, Tosos writes about Be'atzeres and Shavuos, it's only one day. Lo hayu kol kach mesas, and not many people will come for the big drasha. So it sounds like there was a shloshim yom kodem mechag for Shavuos. It just wasn't well attended. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. The Shema Nisa Itzrachshlu. Perhaps there's some Nisa that some sort. For Yisuf Sefer Ha'itim, the Shechaver Harav Rabbi Yehuda Barzili, Sheshama Shayu Amud Al Eish Al Eish Yorim Yeshemayim Alein Bekal De Elo Bekal De Other. So not only people get together, that he heard that there would be a fire that would come down from Shemayim at these big gatherings when they would teach them in Elul in Adar. Interesting, Al Pialacha, there's a big discussion in the postgame between the Beis Yosef and the Bach whether or not Sukkot and also Shavuos require Shloshim Yom Kodem Mechag. So the source we have is only by in the Torah. We only have a source by Pesach. We don't have by the other Yom Tovim. So some say it's especially by Pesach, and that's it. Others say, no, it's anytime there's a lot of halacha to learn. So there's a lot to learn by Pesach, and there's also a lot to learn by Sukkot. But Shavuos is not really much to learn, so some say Shavuos doesn't need it. And others say, no, nothing to do with the halachas. It's about the hachana. All Yom Tovim needs 3 days of preparation. So Bein Pesach, Bein Sukkot, and Bein Shavuos, they all require 3 days of Shloshim Yom Kodem Hachag. The Gemara now continues as follows. Chasam in Rotsa Likos. So this we were saying, the Chasam wants to recite Shema on the first night of his wedding, so we said he's allowed to. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, not everyone is really able to just have the proper Kavanah, and it's not really just anyone. So it comes out from this, the Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chayesh Yuhura. Yuhura means the person of the Ba'gaiva. So who you think you're a guy, you think you're such a great person, you can have Kavanah the first night of your wedding and say Shema? That's chashiru for Yuhura, for Gaiva. Rabbanan lo chashiru Yuhura, they don't care. Let people take the keser, the crown of being a Talmud Chacham. Let it be. The guy's not about Gaiva. He wants to fulfill a mitzvah. So, it's chashimina lehu. Don't we see the opposite? That really Rabbanan are choshish for Yuhura, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not. The Mishnah tells us that Malkum Shinagu lasses Malacha b'Tisha B'Av. The certain places that they had practiced not to work on Tisha B'Av, Osin, where they're allowed to work, so that's the minhag, so let them work on Tisha B'Av. And Malkum Shinagu Shelo lasos ain't Osin. If it's a place where the practice is not to work on Tisha B'Av, so they shouldn't work. V'chol Malkum Tamidi Chachamim b'Telem. And whenever place you are, no matter where, the Talmud Chacham should always not work, even though the rest of the community is working, the Tamidi Chachamim should not be working. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Liolam Yasek Kol Adam Et Atmo K'Talmid Chacham. A person should always make himself into a Talmid Chacham, at least even though he may not be, but treat himself as a Talmid Chacham, and he shouldn't work on Tisha B'Av. So here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is encouraging a person to take on the stature of being a Talmid Chacham. We're not Choshish for Yehura. And here by the Shema case, he said, no, not everyone could be a Talmid Chacham and have the proper Kavanah, so there's a steer both for the Rabbanim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And so Gemara says, Kasha, the Rabbanan, Adi Rabbanan, Kasha, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Adi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlafat HaShita, let's switch them around, and one of them, to make everyone consistent, let's switch one of the Brises, or one of the Shnayos around, so everyone's consistent. Comes along now, Rav Shesha Bered, Rav Idi Amar, the Olam, Lo Tachav, don't switch things around. There's a difference between the case of Shema, versus the case of Malach and Tishrav, which is as follows. The Rabbanan, Adi Rabbanan, Lo Kasha, the Rabbanan, the ones who said, by Shema, everyone should say Shema, everyone can, and by Tishrav, he says, no, only a Tam and Chacham shouldn't work. So Kriyashma, Kaven de Chulyama Kakari, Vihunami Kari, Lo Mechsa Kira. Everyone else is saying Shema that night. The whole entire world is saying Shema. So he's also saying Shema. He's not acting like a Tamil Chacham, he's acting like the rest of the world, all the Ami, the Hamonam. That's a regular person. So he's allowed to do that. Hacha, but here by the case of Tishbab, his entire community is working except for the Tamid Chachamim. So now if he doesn't work, he's putting himself in a very small group of Tamid Chachamim, that would be Yura. So the Gemara explains, the Hacha, came in the Chulyama of the Melacha, the rest of the world is working, the Ihu, low covered, and he decides not to work, that suddenly the guy is a big Tamid Chacham, he's a Rav sitting in the shul, low covered, that's Mechza Ki Yura. Now in terms of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says differently. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo kasha, hasam, b'chavanat hal yomilsa. When it comes to Shema, it depends on the guy's proper kavanah. V'vanam tzadi, and we testify, the lo matzi l'chavni daita. We know what it's like to get married, and we know for sure there's no way the guy is having the kavanah the first night. So the fact that he's trying to and attempting to, that's Yura, he's being a Baal Gaiva. V'hacha, here, Hiro, the guy who sees that he's singing the base message, learning on Tishra, not learning Tishra, but he's davening on Tishra, saying kinos, and the guy didn't go to work, what's the guy going to say? Omer, melacha hu, he's got melacha, the ain't lo, there's nothing to do. Pochazi, kama, balani, ika, bashuka, many people don't have jobs, or, you know, the business is slow. So the fact that today on Tishra, he's in the base message, saying kinos, is not indicative of him taking the kesser of Tam Chacham, and not a problem of Yura, hajun alach, hayakari. Let's begin this next parak now. The Mishnah says it's all about aninus now. Misha mesa mutalafana, a person who has a mace right in front of him. So he's pater mikriyashma, uminatfila, uminatfilin, umikol mitzvah, ha'amuras v'torah, and only is pater from all the mitzvahs. That's if the Rashi explains here. The fishu tarid b'machsheves kuraso. He's busy involved in the preparations needed for the burial. V'havi yudumya dechasan, the pater mishim kir to the mitzvah. This is a similar thing. The mitzvah of kura is like the mitzvah of a wedding, and therefore the kir to the mitzvah exempts him from performing any mitzvahs. The Mishnah says, no se hamita, those who carry the coffin, the chalufayim in the backups, is very heavy. So he has, different levels of people taking turns to carry it. So the carriers and the chalufayim in the backups, and the chalufayim in the backups, as shilfnei hamita, those who have not yet carried the coffin, they used to like pass it down a line. So those who are expecting to have the coffin down the line, so they're in front of it, they're expecting it soon. So then, v'etshelach hamita, those who are already behind, they already had passed the coffin on. So then, eshelofnei hamita, those who are in front of it, who are still expecting to get the mita, so tzarech hamita, tzarech ben, they still needed pturim, their pater for mitzvahs, because they're still needed to be involved in the kavura. V'etshelach hamita, those who are behind the mita, who already passed on the mita, they're tzarech ben, chayavim, they're chayav, they have to perform mitzvahs, because they already passed on the mita. So, the Rashi explains here that v'shelach hamita af im tzarech behem chayavim hol shekvar yatzu yidei chavasim min hameis. Meaning, even though they still need it, they may have to like run up to the front of the line and continue to help and pass it on and on. Once they already passed it on once, at that moment they're chayav. V'elu v'elu, but both groups here are p'turin min atzilah v'pater from davening, because Rashi says their davening is lav daraisa. So only by Shema, where Shema is Daraisa, do we say you're chayiv in reciting Shema if you're behind the coffin. But Tefillah, which is only Dirabanan, and we'll learn more about this later on in Daf Chav, so that since it's only Dirabanan, even those who are behind the coffin are Pater. Kavros HaMeis, if they've already buried the mace, the Chazu, and they're returning back now, so Im Yechol Nahashchav Ligmor, Ashle Gil Ashura Yeschilu, so it's referring to the Balaam themselves. So they're after the Kfur, they walk back, they walk to the Shura, walk to the line, the people are Menachem Aval to them. So after the Kfura, now they're no longer Oninim. Now they're Avelim, and Avelim are Chayvim Mitzvahs. So now if they're able to say Shema quickly before they get to the Shura, so they should say Vim Lav. If they can't, and the Shura's right there, there's no time to say Shema. They don't have the 60 seconds to say Shema. Then Lo Yeshu, they should not begin reciting Shema. Now those who are omed in, b'shur, those who are standing in the line, ha'pnimim, those who are the inside, who the avil is going to see the face of, the front lines, they're p'turim, they're p'turim from saying Shema, the man Shema comes at that moment. But the chitom, those who are on the outside lines, who cannot really see the face of the onim, they are chayav, and they're chayav to recite Kriya Shema. Okay, maybe we should stop here. And what do you think? It's 7:33. Now let's go a little bit further. It's okay, just a little bit. Mutzal afanav in, only if the mace is mamish in front of the person are you patur from all mitzvahs. V'sheina mutzal afanav lo, but if the mace is not mamish in front, it's in a different house, or it's even in a different room, so then that's the individual's chayiv. So Gemara says, really? Is that true? Your chayiv and the mace is not in front of you? Or mini? Misha mesa mutal fanav, a person whose mesa is in front of him, ocha bebayis achi, he could eat in a different house. Vim ain lo bayis achi, he's got no other house to go to eat to, ocha bebayis chaver, he could go to his friend's house, his neighbor's house. Im ain lo bayis chaver, he's got no friends, osa mechita, he could build a wall in front of the mesa, vi ocha, and eat there in the presence of the mesa, so long as there's a mechita. Vim ain lo davar lasis mechita, if he has no ability to construct the mechita, mach depanav, he should turn away, vi ocha, he should eat. Veino Mesa, he shouldn't relax and put his feet up, and in a comfortable way, he should sit in a sad way and eat. Veino Mesa v'ochel, Veino Ochel Basa, he should not eat meat. Veino Shosayayin, he should not drink wine either. Veino Mavach, he doesn't say brachas either. Veino Mazaman, he's not part of a zimun. And Veino Mavarachin, there's a long bite, we'll just try to get to the end, we'll leave off as a question. There's no bracha, ein mavarachin alava, ein mazin malava. There's no zimun either. Afterwards, and then upater mikriyashma minafilam mikol mitzvah number shavatar. He's upater from all the mitzvahs. Ubeshabbos, however, on Shabbos, meisiv avochel basav shos yain. Shabbos, you do everything regular. You can lean, you can eat, you can have meat, you have wine. Umevarech, umezamin, mevarachin alava, umezamin alava. V'chay v'chol mitzvahs hamuras b'torah. And Rabbi Shimon Amriel, Omer b'toch shin nischay ve'elu nischay b'kulam. So let's stop here. We'll see tomorrow the difference between Chachamim and Rashbag. But just one last point I want to mention before we end. When it says in Gemara, Eino Mevarach, you don't say a bracha. So Rashi writes, Eino Mevarach, you don't need to say a bracha, Birchas Emotzi. But Rashi said you're allowed to say a bracha as an onin. Tosis here argues and Tosis says, no, you're not allowed to. Even if you want to, you're not allowed to say any brachas when it comes to a person being in the state of aninus. And Mirat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.